You better, you bet. BetQL. Magnificent, marvelous Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. NFL done for now, but it's Monday. Now. And you know what that means. Day one of Lochmas. Day one of five of Lochmas. Santa Lockey, Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, is here to give you gifts from underneath the tree as it concerns betting on college football. Rick, let's get it underway. Monday, day one, Lochmas. So, Ken, on the first day of Lochmas, Santa Lockey gave to us.
Yeah, so two things we want to accomplish in this segment. I think the first would be just updating the Heisman market, which we do every Monday. I know we have them. I'm scrolling up for the prices just to make sure I get them right. Do you have the Corral and Bryce Young prices?
Yes, Bryce Young plus 175, Corral plus 250 at Bet Rivers.
Yeah, so if you were like Nick, you went to a wedding on Saturday, maybe didn't watch as much college football, you might be like, wow, like those two guys, like the prices are that low already. And there are two things happening here. One is that the statistics that both players are putting up are Heisman worthy statistical profiles. Matt Corral accounted for 7 total touchdowns and the team scored 60 against Tulane. Probably didn't see that. That was late Saturday night. Nobody really was paying attention to that game. And then Bryce Young obviously helps, you know, didn't do all the work himself. Defense was okay. Running game helped a lot, led Alabama to a win over Florida in like one of the games of the year, honestly, up to this point. So both of them had great statistical games. But the other thing that happened in tandem with that, no one else on any team that matters is showing themselves to be a contender whatsoever. That's really part of what's happening here. These two guys are great, but they'd be great along with 20 other guys right now. Not 20, like 3 or 4 other guys right now, honestly. And those players just have not materialized. And we're a quarter of the way through the regular season. Like it happens by now, normally. It's not just like it didn't do anything first 3 weeks and then comes out of nowhere. We did that segment a couple weeks ago. Like, how bad of a week one can you have and still win? And the answer is not a really bad one, not even an average one. And we saw like Dorian Thompson-Robinson for UCLA. They lose to Fresno. So them taking an L is obviously really brutal. Nobody on Oregon seems to be worth betting or worth doing anything statistically. Ohio State's a little interesting, but like CJ Stroud can't really win when all of us are just giving credit to everyone except CJ Stroud. JT Daniels is like the fourth choice. The guy basically hasn't played this season. And so, I mean, it's remarkable. DJ Uiagalelei, they play Georgia Tech. They score, 10 points in the game, something like that. So it's part of it is, okay, these two guys are great. But the other part is no one's doing anything. Like, I don't even know who would come out of nowhere to win right now. I was like, well, Anthony Richardson 100-1 because there's this vacuum someone could step into and he doesn't play. And that's part of the reason why we needed that crazy long shot price to play him. It just, like, we needed a very specific narrative. It's 100-1 and we didn't get it. Like, that's why you don't bet 20-1 on him or 25-1 on him. You just need the crazy price because it's not going to happen very often. So, what do we do now? Well, first of all, the likelihood either of these players wins the award is what the market implies, might even be higher than what the market implies. These two guys might win like 80% of the time. God, like maybe more than that. There's just no one else, honestly, right now who even stands out as having the potential to put up the stat profile. And we'll see. Quarter of the season. But most interesting is that we have these monster two favorites for the Heisman Trophy, and they're going to play each other in 2 weeks. So Alabama's got a walkover this week. They play Southern Miss. They're favored by about 50. Ole Miss has the week off. They play in Tuscaloosa the following Saturday, so a week from this Saturday. Honestly, in a game that I don't want to say what my number is yet. I want to get the closing spreads. It is possible this game will have a total in the high 70s. That is absolutely possible based on some of the total steam we've seen with Ole Miss so far this season, which is absolutely insane and creates a really interesting opportunity. So two Heisman favorites play each other. That game won't necessarily decide the award. Two Heisman favorites play each other in a game that could be in the 40s or in the 50s. Like, how many points Alabama scored in the game? That's interesting because then you really have this kind of remarkable takeoff point where if one of the quarterbacks drastically outplays the other, even if Alabama wins, but Corral plays way better, the narrative is off and running, I think, for the second half of the season, where this is a guy that'll be tough to catch, whether it's one or the other who ends up outplaying them. I'm a little surprised Corral isn't closer to Bryce Young because I think Lane Kiffin will give him more opportunities to put up stats and like make the season about him winning the award, like especially if they lose to Bama. This is like a backup plan almost. So I think it's a little surprising that Corral is less than Young. I'd have them rated almost identically, honestly, at this point. But rarely do we see this early in the year, a game coming up in week five that's literally like, this could end up determining, and not maybe not who wins, but who the monster favorite is going into the second half of the season. So I think that's interesting. Nick, based on what you've seen, like, do you like either one more than the other one? Have you watched Matt Corral a lot? Just kind of your thoughts.
Yeah, I think Matt Corral's got a bet. I would rather have my money on Matt Corral than Bryce Young at this point. Because, like you said, and I think, like, it's not like a, like, splitting the atom, like a really, like, intricate, like, in-depth take here. Like, Alabama, the credit's going to go to everybody on the offense, and that's already starting to happen. And for Ole Miss, it's all about Corral. And Lane Kiffin, obviously, he's going to get all the credit. So I said this. I did Memphis radio earlier today, and I said this, Ken, and I was proud of myself for coming up with a college football take without hearing it from you first, which is Ole Miss can lose the game. Like, if Ole Miss loses 48-41 and Corral throws five touchdowns and Bryce Young throws three, Corral's going to open up as the favorite the next day, even though Ole Miss lost the game. So I don't even think Bryce, how about this? Bryce Young, Alabama has to win against Ole Miss for Bryce Young to win the Heisman. Ole Miss can lose and Corral can still win the Heisman.
Totally. And just a quick anecdote to prove your point here real quick before we go to break. The year Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy, obviously had a great strong statistical start similar to Matt Corral. They played Clemson on a Saturday night primetime game at
great
Clemson.
Game. Lamar Jackson ends up, at the end.
Lamar Jackson ends up losing the game, almost makes the play of the season on what would have been, I think, the game winning touchdown pass. Guy receiver ends up dropping the ball, you know, just in the end zone. Lamar Jackson obviously goes on to win the award anyway over Deshaun Watson, who was playing in the same game. I think ended up finishing fourth that season. So you had this kind of interesting matchup, not quite what we have, but you can lose the game of the year, and as long as you play awesome and you outplay the guys that you're going against, you can absolutely win the award. Teams that win 8, 9, 10 games win the award. Well, 9, 10 games win the award all the time.
Yeah, Matt Corral again +250 at our show sponsor Bet Rivers. Bryce Young +175. If I had to bet on one of these guys, give me Matt Corral +250, and really, it's not even close. So good stuff here on day one of Lockmas. Maybe we'll do a little more Lockmas in the Power Hour. Ken's got some totals he likes coming up for the weekend in college football. But on the other side, Ken and I give you a first look at week number three in the National Football League.
Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, bring it up, Rick. Final hour. Power hour. Magnificent, marvelous Monday. You better you bet. BetQL. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. So much good stuff already on the show. Two great interviews. An early look at week three. Recap of week number two. Already had one Lockmas. We're about to have another Lockmas. And then it's Packers and the Lions. Packers an 11.5 point favorite, total 49. All our bets for that game here on Monday Night Football. Side, total, and props. Before we do that, Ken, I wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
Aside from Atlanta, because we've already touched on that, what annoyed you the most this weekend in sports, aside from the Atlanta Falcons?
In sports, what annoyed me the most?
Yeah, like betting, sports. Yeah, what annoyed you the most this weekend?
Whew, man, that's a good one. What annoyed me most? Man, like in the early slate, I don't know if there was really a lot that... you know what? I'll say this. I ended up with a little bit on the Patriots-Jets over, just like, and a couple of the other totals from the teams that had gone under in week one, and we talked about that trend. That was the open of the show. And a lot of those really lost by a lot and like really like shouldn't have had a chance, didn't have a chance, ended up losing. The total in the Saints Panthers game was a disaster from minute one. Immediately regretted betting the total. Just like, you know, I always say, like, don't blind bet trends. It's got to be that plus some, you know, a lot of other stuff in the game. I had some small bets on some blind bets of those over trends because I thought it'd be fun, and almost none of them were fun as it turned out. So I would say that was the second most annoying thing.
Yeah, besides for Atlanta, it would be Josh Lambo, that jerk. Josh Pinto should never be Lambo. Should be Pinto, yes. Hyundai, Kia. Josh Kia missing
that's
two
tough
field goals costed us the
it's
Jaguars.
It's not like Jacksonville
cover
was good. That's why that's tough. It's not like they were like amazing in the game and you got super unlucky from like a like they outgained Denver and like deserved to win. Like they were atrocious, but they
probably
should have covered.
we had a chance, and then the Philadelphia Eagles were also really annoying, failing to cover the spread. Okay, before we get to the dropping of the dope ass beat, before we talk about our show sponsor Bet Rivers, before we get to our bets from this weekend, Rick, they say Christmas only comes once, but on You Better You Bet, Santa makes multiple appearances on a Monday. Day one of Lochmas continues. So for all the people right now that are in the stream listening to us, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, Twitch, YouTube, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of BetQL, hang tight. We're going to get to the Lions and Packers. What you get now, bonus picks. Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, just absolutely annihilated the weekend in college football. So even if you don't like college football, even if you're not going to watch these games, these are generally pretty valuable bets that Ken's going to give out early in the week here. So this is bonus stuff for you. So no need to change the channel. We're going to get to the Lions and Packers here. But right now, Ken, give the people what they want. Some winning bets here for college football this weekend.
We have we have Thursday and Friday games in college football this weekend, which is, we don't always have a Thursday game, don't always have a lot of Friday games. Now, I will never sit here and tell you the games are amazing or that they deserve to be watched or put off your Friday night plans and let's settle in for UNLV and Fresno and like nothing like that. But there were two totals that stood out immediately on Friday, on Friday's card. And I think there's a chance that these start moving. There's no threat of weather in one of the games because it's being played in a dome. So, we don't really have that risk. And, I see an edge in my projection. I put in the bets already, so might as well give them out just in case we get closing line value. And, then we're not sitting here Thursday being like, well, I liked that total and then it moved 3 points. Let's just give them out right now. So there are two overs that stand out on Friday's card. The first is going to be the over in Middle Tennessee State and Charlotte, which is 56 and a half, kind of split both places right now. 56 and a half and 57 are both bets to the over. That would be where I would stop in that game. That's the other reason why I want to do them right now, because like the stopping points are actually coming up pretty soon. And then a total that I don't think has moved at all, and that surprises me, but I still want to bet it. It doesn't move the opposite way either. And that is the over between a game between Liberty and Syracuse, which I think actually sets up as potentially a very high scoring game, yet the market does not reflect that, which I think is interesting. So I believe Liberty opened like a 6-point favorite, I think, against Syracuse total.
Like, and their quarterback's going to be a first round. Like Willis is going to be a first round pick.
Yeah. Again, you say you're not Mel Kiper Jr. I'm not Todd McShay, I guess, or whatever. But, just a guy with a lot of talent, basically. And anyway, the point here is just my total projection for this game is like 57. And I'm very surprised that this opened 52 and a half. So, again, just kind of my projections, how they fit with the market. These are two overs that I bet. So the over in Middle Tennessee State and Charlotte's good up to 57. The over in Liberty and Syracuse is good for a bit here, like another point and a half at least. And I don't know if it's ever going to get there. And we'll see how the movement goes throughout the week. But just two bonus gifts, right? I had to make my list and check it twice before we could give them both out on the show. And two overs for Friday in college football. And we're already starting to build our week 4 card for college football. It's great. It's only Monday.
How about that Fresno quarterback, by the way, against UCLA on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, I was about to say, I swear I was about to say his name as part of that analysis.
Jake Haener.
What his name was. Yes.
Jake Haener. Yeah.
Yes.
I actually want to ask you, like, I know he can never win it, but like, he's not even listed at Bet Rivers as like a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, candidate. Group of five player, basically. Because like Desmond Ridder, who's the quarterback for Cincinnati, who won against Indiana, like he would be in the best shape. And like, he's like precluded from winning. Like a group of five player basically has never won. A couple of them have been finalists, but you need a really, like Kellen Moore was a finalist when he had that like 30 touchdown, no interception season. They went like undefeated. Colt Brennan, I think, was a finalist previously as well, but none of them have won. That's about as far as a group of five player can make.
RIP Colt Brennan, by the way, rest in peace. And for Desmond Ridder, if I were Desmond Ridder, I would just put an L in my name and be Desmond Riddler. And my Heisman campaign would be, who's going to win the Heisman with a bunch of question marks? And then it would be like his picture, the Riddler.
Every like clip that gets picked, he just sends out an image with like a purple and green question mark on it. Just tweets it like 6 times a day. It's like, what a weird guy. That's kind of fun. Yeah, let's get
hey, Desmond Ridder, if you're watching, you're listening, man, you contact me. Like, my people get in touch with your people. You need to be the Riddler moving forward. Desmond Ridder has no chance to win the Heisman Trophy. Desmond Riddler. Now we're talking. That guy's got a chance to win the Heisman Trophy. All right, so day one of Lochmas officially over. Heisman Trophy gifts and two gifts, two totals for later this week in college football.